It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Now, Katie, I have a quick update about the table that Knickknack will not get rid of.
Oh.
If you missed it, we've got a table in our basement that we've had for many years. Actually, Nicole wrote back and said, I've had that table for 25 years. This is her longest relationship. She's had this table longer than me.
Yeah.
I think we're going on 22, 23 years. So this table is older than me. And I want to get rid of it because it's been in the basement for years. It's just time to move on, and Katie needs a table.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole's like, I don't know if I can do it. Send her a pic, make sure she wants it. It's very 90s. I don't know why I'm having a hard time letting it go. It's been with me longer than you. It's nostalgic for me.
Oh, well, now I feel bad. Now I feel take the table. Now I feel like she really wants to keep her
she
table,
does.
Though.
I told her, I was like, listen, you can maybe, we've got like 8 chairs. I was like, you can keep like 2 of the chairs.
Yeah,
because you probably won't need
them. You can
that
have
many.
Half the chairs, so you can keep them for your
No, you're
fancy
getting all the
Christmas.
Chairs if you're getting it.
Except for 2.
You're taking
and
all
she goes,
the chairs.
Listen, she can have it. It's probably fine. If Katie needs it and wants it, it's probably time. She goes, but you have to buy me some new chairs.
There you go.
Deal.
So maybe she wants some newer chairs.
Way to go, Knickknack, to make that deal work
I just
for you.
Agreed to the deal, and I probably won't buy the new chairs.
You need to buy her new chairs. And tell her she can always come visit the table.
That's the thing. It's like we're not dumping this off at Goodwill or anything.
Exactly.
We know where it's at.
Yes.
If she needs a table fix, you can send us a picture of the table.
Or she can come say hi.
We can come by, sit at your table.
Yes.
Color.
I can do stuff at your table. Yeah, we can
do anyway,
that.
So anyway, are you going to be at your apartment on Sunday?
I will be, funny enough. So yeah, you
Let's
can
talk
drop
later.
It off.
Let's talk later.
Look at me getting a table, Josh.
And
a TV.
Katie, those negotiating skills.
What other crap do I need to get rid of?
I need a couch.
You want a couple He-Man action figures?
I know, right? Throw those in. Some decorations.
You have like a full chair?
I've got 2 brand new Lazy Boy chairs in the basement too, but I think I might hold on to those.
They're really
nice leather. Like they've probably been sat in 10 times.
Why are they in the basement then?
What kind of furniture store do you have in your basement?
We have so much. Like a lot of the stuff
furniture.
That was moved from the old house, we just threw in the basement, you know, because we got new stuff that fit the new house better.
Yeah.
And so I've got this stuff for like when we finally finish the basement, but it's been sitting there again for like 5 years. Nobody's sitting in these chairs.
Yeah.
It's just taking up space.
But you are going to start finishing your basement.
I might want to
so
keep the chairs.
Yeah, you probably want to hang on to those.
I'll talk to you later about
but
those.
But if you have a couch, again, I'm all ears.
I think, do we have a couch? I don't have a couch.
All right. Well, putting it out there, if you have a couch.
All right. If anyone has a couch, Katie needs a couch.
There we go.
Gently used. Not a.
Yeah, I know.
Not a cruddy one.
I'd like a nice couch.
Yeah, no naked butts.
No.
So we are going to dive into a trending report. I know we want to get to all the local stuff, but I will start with this very sad news this morning. We lost one of the greats, one of my most favorite actors of all time.
Yeah.
The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away.
Yeah.
Police in Santa Fe, where he's living, confirmed late last night that they found Gene, his wife Betsy, and their dog all dead inside their home yesterday.
So
no foul play is suspected. No cause of death as of 6:28 this morning has been announced. Gene was 95.
Yeah.
I don't know how old the wife and the dog were.
She was 64. She was quite a bit younger than him.
Carbon monoxide, maybe?
I
don't know.
It's
I don't know if
this
is
something
a murder-suicide. You don't know.
Yeah.
But very sad news that all 3 of them were found dead in their home. But man, Christopher Reeve is the best Superman ever.
Yeah.
And Gene Hackman is the best Lex Luthor ever.
Absolutely.
He was the best Lex.
I'm telling you, The Royal Tenenbaums is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's such a quirky, weird movie, but he's like the patriarch in that, and he is so funny. He's such a good actor.
Such a
good actor.
Get Shorty.
Enemy of
the
State.
Birdcage.
Yeah. You guys seen that with Will Smith?
Yeah. No.
So many.
Replacements.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those movies that, like, when it comes on, you got to watch it. Hoosiers, the basketball movie.
Hoosiers. The best.
Great movie.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's one of the greats. He was definitely one of my favorites growing up. Gene Hackman, has sadly passed away last
night.
Sad,
man.
Sad news. All right, Katie, what's going on with the local stuff?
Well, we are going to brighten your spirit a little bit with a great story about a local energetic orange kitten who is adorable. His name is Curry. Curry.
Yeah,
like Steph Curry.
Curry. There
yeah,
we go.
Steph Curry.
Now I can say it just fine.
There you
but,
go. Yeah. He's a furry Curry.
Curry actually has hind limb paralysis where the back legs don't move. And so he just kind of drags them around behind him. Actually, her.
Sounds like my mother-in-law.
I'm sorry. Her. Curry is a girl. So Curry, her, she drags her legs behind her, and she is in need of a forever home, but they have her at the Cat Care Society in Lakewood because they can take care of her ailment.
How does she go to the bathroom?
She's very carefully.
You know, it's not like she drags them behind her, though. They're like frozen in front of her.
Yeah,
they're
and
tucked
she just
under.
Kind of, yeah, tucked under.
She's like her butt like, a,
yeah,
like a dog.
She's sitting.
But the great part about Curry is she, you know, even regardless of her physical limitations, she has the best spirit. And they have a video here of her where she is listening to a ukulele being played. No, it's adorable.
Oh my God,
it's
Katie.
So cute. They're playing the ukulele, and she does her little Curry scurry. She's like, oh.
Probably to get
away.
I changed my mind. You don't
so
get the table.
Cute. No, it is adorable. Hey, go to our Instagram stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and check it out. It's the cutest thing.
Ridiculous.
And they are taking such good care of Curry, and hopefully finding her a forever home. She is available for adoption there at Cat Care Society in Lakewood. And we have a little link on our story if you want to check
will,
it out. But
it will
she's
take
so
a,
cute.
A very special person to adopt that cat.
I mean, you're going to have to give her a lot of attention. She needs a lot of special care, but she has so much joy in her life, and you know she's going to bring you joy into yours. So if you're looking to
will
bring
she?
A cat, she will. Did you see her little face? First of all, they have another video of her listening to the ukulele, and her she's like, you know, just so cute and just mesmerized by it. But
that or is
she is
like
adorable.
Straining to run away and she can't.
She's like, this again with the ukulele. No, she's adorable.
Right.
And with the right care and love, she's going to find the best home.
A nice little elderly lady, I think,
exactly.
who can really focus like 100% of her time on this cat.
Well, Katie's getting a new place.
I am getting a new place.
Katie and Curry.
But I'm not in a place where I can get an animal.
You don't want that
Here's
one.
Here's the thing, though, is I know that, you know, you guys scoff at the idea of pets sometimes just because, you know, in fun, whatever. But for someone out there who's looking for an animal to bring into their life, they really do bring a lot of love and joy. And you get a lot of joy in your life. Like, it just happens. You
what
can't
else you got
help
locally?
It. Okay, we're moving on. All right. I just really wanted to give some love to
that
Curry.
That cat has
you
gotten enough airtime.
All right.
No.
So let's talk about the Denver Nuggets. And did you see someone bet $25,000 in Vegas for them to win it all this
no
year?
No way.
Yeah.
It was Josh.
Do they I'm out of the loop. Do they have a good chance
they
to
do.
Win
They're
it all?
They're actually ranked fifth overall of all the teams. Boston's number one, of course, because they won it last year. And then it's OKC and a couple teams after that. But Nuggets are fifth. So it's not completely out of the question. And
chance.
If this guy, if all this right. guy or girl hits that bet, they'll take home over $300,000.
Holy crap.
$300,000. Yes, that's right.
Damn.
Yeah, so they're looking at bringing home some change if they actually hit that. And you know me, I'm like, go Nuggets. So I hope that this guy
That's somebody
it
that's
out.
Got some cash to
exactly,
burn.
Exactly.
That person needs to go adopt that cat.
And some faith in the Nuggets, too. Like, you know that that's pretty... Pretty
yeah.
intense to make that bet.
Who was the guy
know?
That had the underpants yesterday? Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon.
My wife said she might get some of those underpants for me for Father's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
You should
try
just
them out?
Try them.
Yeah, I might on Father's Day.
Yeah. You'll like
them. That's when they spend the money on you, huh?
You'll like them.
Yeah, that's when I get my $80 underpants.
You're going to be a fan of Saks and the Nuggets.
Yeah.
So
we'll
there
see.
You
I'll,
go.
I'll keep you guys updated on how
nice.
I feel after
Let's
I get them.
Go.
I mean, you could just also keep that to yourself.
Send
but,
picks,
you
bro.
Know? All right. We'll get a product review in no time. He'll probably blog about it. Okay. So this road rage incident, this is crazy. This happened, Josh, in your neck of the woods. Highlands
Uh-oh.
Ranch
Uh-oh.
Is where
oh,
it
Oh, I heard about this.
Did you? Where the guy pulls the gun on the other guy?
I got a Nextdoor
oh
app update
yeah,
on this.
Did you? Okay,
yes.
so yeah, they
Why'd
were
you do that?
They were on 470 getting off on University.
On yeah,
and
University.
Yeah, one of the guys got out of the car and pulled a gun on him. The guy who pulled the gun had his kid in the car. Oh my gosh.
Don't do that,
so now
first of
they
all.
Arrested him. He faces charges of felony menacing and child abuse since his kid was in the car.
Yeah.
At the time. And they're saying Don't let some angry situation make your life a living you know what.
There are,
this guy is
that
facing
guy needs
some
to calm
stuff
down.
Now.
He
there
needs
are,
to take
exactly.
some breathing lessons.
He
there's,
does.
There's videos out there of people who have had road rage incidents and pulled a gun on someone, which in that case, the other person now is in a self-defense situation, pulls a gun and killed the man. And that's not worth losing your life over.
No.
That's ridiculous. Let the person go past you. Let them do what they need to do. It is not worth losing your life over at all. Or going to jail and now having a felony record on your, or a felony offense against
charge,
your record for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you guys, I mean, we've probably all been in the instance where we faced road rage. Gosh, there's one time on I-25, somebody spit on my car and I was just I was so terrified.
What did you do?
She's doing 30 in a 65.
No, I was going fast, actually.
Katie's the speed
like
demon.
That,
we know that,
It just it's completely made me on edge. It made me fight or flight instantly, and nobody wants to feel that.
Who spits,
too? I know.
What kind of person spits?
What kind of person?
I have never spit.
It just, honestly, just be careful out there. Don't let some situation get the best of you, because, man, these things can happen like that. So just try and keep
when you never know who has a gun.
Listen to you two sounding like parents over there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just think of that. I think Zoe's out there driving, and my gosh, if somebody ever did something
like that. Is she doing 35 and a 60?
No.
She an angry driver?
She's a pretty good driver. She's, you know.
Pretty good.
Actually, well, I told you when she asks people, like when she's angry at somebody or when she's like talking to another car, for me, I'm like, come on, Mazda. Come on. You know, I call them. She's like, excuse me, bestie. Excuse me, bestie. So she's super cute
That's
about
so
it.
Millennial.
Like, yeah, exactly.
That makes me angry, actually.
She's so
that
cute.
Pisses me off.
Excuse me, bestie. She does every time.
Shut
she's
up.
So cute.
Angry about
so,
that.
So I just like, I think of her driving and it just makes me anxious that
well,
people
she's probably
are out
got
there
lower,
driving
lower
like that.
Blood pressure than
yeah,
a lot of
than
us.
A
you
lot
know?
Of us, exactly. Yeah, she's doing it right. I tell you what. Hey, did you see this house in Cherry Hills Village that could set a record if it gets sold?
Nope.
The current record is $10 million. This one's going for $10.5 million, which would break that record. But
who makes it so special?
It is pretty crazy. It has 10 bathrooms.
Okay.
It has. Hang on a second.
Is that
my
Russell
internet,
Wilson's house or
my
something?
Internet.
Or is it?
No, I just think it's just a random house there in Old Cherry Hills, but it's. It lies on 2.5 acres of land, which is an unheard of lot size, apparently. But it actually has 11 bathrooms, 6 bedrooms, and enough garage space to fit 7 cars.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they have a wine cellar, a guest suite with a theater room and a full gym. And then on the outside, it comes with a pool, a hot tub, a pool bar, and a pergola.
A pergola?
Pergola and awnings.
That sounds like a lot of house to clean.
That's
so many
I
bathrooms
thought.
To clean.
That's exactly what I thought.
That's one of those houses, too, where you have to rotate bathrooms every time you go to make sure they just stay, you know, lubed and
you
sealed.
You got to flush all those toilets.
You
got to
flush those toilets.
You do. You can't just keep them all stagnant.
You can go number 2 in a different bathroom every day of the week if you wanted.
For 11 straight
for
days.
11 straight days. Look at that.
Yeah.
Half
that's
a
the
month.
Thing. The old Cherry Hills Village neighborhood is what they're talking about, because Russell Wilson and his wife Sierra purchased a house.
It was like 24 million.
$25 million.
Yeah, 25.
But that's in the
regular
Cherry Hills area.
It's not Old Cherry Hills.
Yeah,
here.
So
that's
this
too
is
much
specifically
house.
To Old Cherry Hills.
Too
but
much house.
It is a lot of house. And how funny, that's exactly what I thought. Like, I don't want to clean all that. But
see
the
square footage?
That, if you're buying that, then you probably have enough money to get
I
somebody
hope so.
To clean that. It doesn't say the square footage, funny enough. It just said all the stuff that it had
in
there.
In Colorado, it's probably 800 square feet.
It's got, no, right? Just under 1,000 square feet, Jer. But, yeah, it's definitely a nice-looking house, though. I mean, I'd live in it.
Is it? Let's see a picture.
Yeah.
You guys want to pull
yeah.
your money, and we can all go live in it together?
You want to go
I want the Wednesday
be
bathroom.
Roommates?
That's
actually,
what I, want.
I just got my own place. I think I'm going to sit out on this one.
You could have your own wing.
Katie, you wouldn't see us. You wouldn't even see us for days.
I can have my own wing.
I just want to live in
the
garage.
Pool. Okay.
There you go.
You get the 7
The garage and the pergola.
You get the 7-car garage.
What is a pergola?
Pergola is like a...
Oh, it's like the standalone kind of...
Like a little structure you can get underneath.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
that's put your grill underneath it.
Yeah.
You can have a little barbecue underneath your pergola.
Good for them.
With your awning.
Pergola.
But also, just one more story. You ready for one more? You
want to
move on?
Yeah, we've got to do one more.
People in Palmer Lake really don't want that second Buc-ee's put in. Did you hear about this?
Where are they still all butthurt over the Buc-ee's?
So they don't like it. And, you know, the more I read about the story, I get it. I get how they don't want it to affect affect their wildlife in the area. They don't want it to affect their property values. They don't want it to affect traffic. And what about weather when it gets all crazy along I-25 and then you have all the traffic in the area? Like, there's a lot of things they're concerned about. And
add
I get it. I get their concerns. But here's the thing. They don't like it so much that they have a school bus driving around with signs on it that said, don't put the Buc-ee's in. So now they've convinced me.
They put signs on it,
and it is driving around the
area. Sounds like such a redneck thing
to do. You think in a classy
neighborhood
like Palmer Lake, they'd at least get, like, I don't know, you're right.
Yeah,
like
big horns on top.
Yeah, you'd get.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, this stupid Buc-ee's has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
It's just so funny to me. Yeah, so if you're down in that area and you see a school bus with signs on it, maybe honk. Show your support. Like,
honk if you hate Buc-ee's. Honk if you hate Buc-ee's.
To heck with that beaver. So, yeah, it's just funny to me.
We've got enough beavers in this town. Jeez. No more beavers. Honk if you hate beavers.
Oh, gosh. Damn, no.
They need to get over it.
Well, it's probably going to go in there regardless.
It's
going
to go in.
I don't really think they have a say over it.
It's a useless fight.
I do understand why they don't want it. So, you know, they're doing
their best. It's there, and then everybody starts, you know, dabbling in it.
Yeah.
But that's where
really
they're getting
like
their gas.
Fudge.
Oh, my God, there's 200 pumps. How convenient is this? And that jerky and fudge. Oh, I was wrong.
I could have fudge anytime.
I was wrong about this beaver.
Wait a second. This is a good beaver.
This is the best beaver I've ever had.
We love this beaver.
Who doesn't
love a good beaver? You'll have to change the signs on the bus.
You will, yeah.
We love the beaver.
Honk if you love beaver. Okay, nope.
Honk if you love beaver, Katie? Is that what you wanted to say?
Moving on.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.